tuning in for today's podcast, Talent Acquisition During COVID-19. My name is Elaine Lapatosky, and I'm the Vice President of Jet Aviation Staffing. I would like to introduce today's panel participants. We have Lee Rowe, the President and CEO of Essex Aviation, and Zoe Katsilis, the Director of Sales and Recruitment for Jet Aviation Staffing. It is great to have everyone here to talk more in depth about our topic, Talent Acquisition During COVID-19. Let's start with Zoe. Zoe, how have things changed from 6 months ago when there was a shortage of corporate pilots and many were leaving to go to the airlines?
So Elaine, yes, indeed. The landscape has definitely changed. It's been a challenging 6 months for all of us in the industry, but what's interesting is that our purpose and goal here at Jet Aviation Staffing really hasn't changed. Our goal is always to recruit and provide the best talent to our customers. Now, obviously, with the changes in the employment space, such as furloughs, what we do see is people are taking a minute and stopping to reflect where they want to work and what customers are looking for in new employees. So we are somewhat optimistic that the industry will rebound. And then at the end of the day, we do anticipate staffing will be more important than ever.
Great. Thank you, Zoe. So Zoe, tell me, how have the current COVID-19 restrictions impacted your ability to review the candidates since everything has been done virtually?
So virtual interviews and assessments have always been part of our process. Under COVID circumstances, we have been able to successfully coordinate virtual interviews for our clients and also assist them through navigating through this process and such interviews. COVID might have increased the amount of virtual interactions, but we here at staffing have always had virtual as part of our process. Before and during COVID, we've been able to successfully support our clients and interviews, and more importantly, we've been able to support all their needs. We know our customers always want the right staff at the right time, at the right place, so virtually does allow us to be even more flexible and to respond even quicker. As restrictions are lifted, we do see and we see more face-to-face interactions. Safety will also continue to be our number one priority. We do anticipate continuing to see a hybrid model with both virtual continuing just like it was in place prior to COVID. The use of technology has also increased, and what has been great is our investment in the Hello Aircrew platform. So we started this journey in 2018, and we are delighted that we are making such great progress. And our goal is to make everyone aware as much as possible about the platform. So for those of you listening, please go ahead and check out our platform at jetaviation.com/helloaircrew.cloud. And that is hello, H-U-L-L-O, aircrew.cloud. So Lee, can we go ahead and get your point of view here on the virtual interview piece from your perspective?
Sure. Thanks, Zoe. I agree with you. I think the virtual part in the initial phase where you're working with the client to try to hone down to a short list of candidates is a great process and very efficient. On our end, we tend to not get brought into the process till we get down to that final short list, where we will and have been recently doing, you know, virtual meetings. Often it's with senior members of the principal's staff. As sort of an initial vetting process, ultimately working the list down to a final, you know, one or two candidates for the principal to meet with. I will say the principals, understanding the times, are certainly willing to do these virtual meetings, but I think their preference normally when we get back to more normal travel is to have them come in, give them the opportunity to meet in person, come to their offices, get a better feel for the culture of the company, meet with multiple people. And in some cases, a lot of our clients will want to have the formal get together in the office, but also maybe that evening have dinner with them, spend some time with them socially outside of a more formal sort of meeting or interview structure. So, you know, while we're all dealing with the current restrictions and what we can do with them, I do think that the in-person final stages of that will continue to be an important part of the process when we get down to those last stages of hiring.
Lee, how is the business aviation recovery coming along from your perspective?
At this point, most of the folks that we deal with who've been flying through business or private aviation are essentially, like most of us, not traveling. They're certainly not getting rid of the assets that they use. I think they're facing some decisions going forward in terms of many are considering are there additional or supplemental types of lift that they're going to want to use, at least in the short term, as we work our way through this process. And then in the long term, you know, depending upon how things, you know, play out, there's definitely been some new additions to the industry. We've heard from a lot of wealth managers and private offices where families are looking to travel, you know, themselves or move other family members around. These are tending to be sort of one-off trips, you know, periodically. They could potentially be longer-term users of our industry, but at this point, it's more one-off type traveling. And in the bigger picture down the long term, whether it's a fractional client or an owned aircraft client, a lot of what's going on right now is going to raise some questions, you know, going forward, because the lack of utilization is going to have implications, you know, in various different areas. But there's no question the people that we deal with are certainly not going to stop flying, you know, in this industry, given the circumstances that we're all living under.
Thanks, Lee. Where do you believe the continued growth of business aviation lies?
Well, again, I think more and more people are being exposed now to the industry that may not have in the past, but did have the financial capability to do so. As most of us know, when people start traveling in this manner, it's often difficult to go back to traveling on the airlines once they get used to traveling this way. So I think there will be a pretty large segment of people that will take a closer look at the options that are available. One of the things we're running into with some of these clients, though, is, you know, to get into things like a card program or a fractional program, you need to be able to fly 25 or 50 hours per year. For some people, that's not a problem. For other people that are, say, retired and don't travel, you know, as much, you know, that can be a barrier, you know, to entry. So in that case, they may turn to charter. But there's a lot of educating that needs to go on, you know, with these folks in terms of the information that's available out on the internet can be great, but as we all know, sometimes it's not as transparent as some of us in the industry, you know, would like to see. So I think there's certainly an opportunity for the entry point client to continue and evolve in the industry. And I do think other clients who may have only had one form of business or private aviation asset, maybe looking at more than one and structuring sort of a package of assets to meet their various needs, whether it's combined business use or combined personal and business, so that they can, you know, best take advantage of all the options that are available in the industry. I mean, people are facing things that they never, ever would have thought. None of us back in January could have imagined that the last 6 months would be the way they are. And none of us really know what the next 6 months are going to look like going forward.
Sure, absolutely. So I want to shift back to Zoe here for another question around recruitment process. And you talked a little bit about technology being used, but do you envision the recruiting process changing once COVID-19 has passed us and we're able to freely travel again?
Thanks, Elaine. So in-person assessments and interviews will always be an important part of the recruiting process. So both in-person and virtual process will continue to evolve. As we would expect, health and safety is going to be more relevant. And we here at Staffing obviously have a solid health and safety protocols in place. So with that, you know, the importance of staffing continues to grow even more and will continue to grow going forward. So by providing customized staffing solutions to meet the needs of our customers, we always keep safety and flexibility in the forefront, and that continues to be our main purpose. We love those last minute crazy requests. We thrive on those, so we do anticipate, that increasing and, you know, being able to adjust accordingly and continue to provide the best staffing services and solutions to our clients with an additional flexibility and an additional heightened purpose of safety and security going forward.
Great. Thanks, Zoe. Lee, I'm going to come back to you. What do you believe will be some key shifts the industry will need to adjust to post-COVID?
So I think on the talent and recruiting side, I think the initial phases of evaluating pilots virtually is certainly very efficient, you know, from the staffing perspective. I do know for the clients that we're working with right now, they do miss the opportunity to face-to-face, have those final interviews and meetings, bring the candidates to their office, let them get a feel for the culture of the company, you know, meet with the primary, you know, principals and passengers. And I know some of them, along with the formal meeting in the office, will often want to say, have dinner with them in the evening so that they can sort of see them outside of a more formal environment. I think as time's gone by, it was such a difficult labor market pre-COVID with all the transition that was going on, pilots moving around, pilots leaving to go to the airlines. I think owners have now sort of taken a step back and want to really understand who they're hiring, why do they want to make the change they're making, and hopefully have a longer term, you know, commitment. I think there was a lot of movement going on the last few years that sometimes was owner driven, sometimes was pilot driven. But I think there's probably going to be a little bit more of a detailed process by owners as they're evaluating crew members going forward, ideally to keep that consistency that I think they all seek to achieve.
Well, thanks so much for that answer, Lee. This was very informative, and I want to take a moment to thank you and Zoe for coming together today. I'd like to thank all of our guests for listening to our podcast. It was a wonderful discussion. I look forward to sharing more information soon. Thank you so much.